Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order?
I have a couple questions if I can.
Okay, sir.
Okay, let me give you a little history first. Short.
Okay. All right.
History, future history of the agendas. How about that?
Future history of the agendas. Well, this is bound to be interesting.
We have one public hearing on the 27th of November, or of October, excuse me. It's a conditional use. And the other business is rather short.
Four
items. And there's old business would be whatever we generated this evening.
Ranson Smith.
Right.
Okay. November 3rd. Vince just recommending using that date. There are no public hearings on November 3rd.
Well, the reason, and I recommended that, is because I think Mike's not here.
We'll be here.
He will be here now.
Now he will.
Okay.
I'd already done the agenda.
Oh, all right. So we don't have to amend it.
He wasn't going to be here
then. But what we did, we took the items of other business that we had and kind of split it up between those two meetings. So how many would we have on the third would be whatever you have plus a few more.
Probably. Well, there are six right now. The ordinance discussion would be seven.
Okay.
And then anything we get between now and the 27th.
Right. And then on November 17th, we have one conditional use public hearing. It's an existing site that's proposed to be used for another purpose. That's all we have for that one. And that's all we have. So I have one that I haven't written the ordinance yet. I just got it yesterday. So there's not a whole lot of applications out there floating around.
There's that one.
And take care. Unless the staff goes out and has a lot of complaints so they can act on some violations. That's
well,
a lot of this year.
I think it's going to give us some time to work on some ordinances. And so
I know that's what we had said that months ago, and it's working that way.
Right. Yeah, it is.
You're trying to say, Mr. Langtut, the economy is a little slow, or is what you're telling
me? I'm slow.
Kind of slow.
I said that, and I've said this a couple times in the last couple months. Half of the applications that we've had have been based on complaints and violations that we've worked on for the last many months, and they've finally come in and applied. And there's still some out there that need to get through the process. They need to provide the paperwork. There's one other thing. This is something that just came up. You've been doing this for years. The commission makes a recommendation to council, and you're saying that the sign shall not be more than 32 square feet per side or facing, whether it's unlighted or lit, doesn't matter. Questions just started coming up in the last couple of weeks. People are saying, what are they talking about? Are you talking about the ground sign on the property? Or are you talking about the wall sign on the building, or a combination of both? And I assume that it's typically the ground sign, because most of the projects you see as conditional uses are just that. It's a ground sign to attract attention to the facility that's being applied for. It's typically not a wall sign, but some of these places want to put a wall sign up. The way the ordinance is passed is shall not exceed 32 square feet per side or facing. It doesn't reference ground or wall. So the question is, if you're required on the ground, what are you going to require on a wall? Or are you going to allow anything on the wall?
Why don't you require the sum to be 32 square feet? If you want to split, you got that much sign, we don't care where you put it.
Well, it's the other thing. If you read the ordinance, you can forget making that a stipulation. But the sign's going to be five times, or at least four times bigger.
I know.
Because the ordinance allows, with a conditional use or a board of adjustment case that's approved, you base it on the B1 zoning classification, you can go to 200 square foot and 150 on the wall. So that's why you did. I know that's why you did the 32, because it's supposed to 99% of them are in a residential area.
Right. That's why I've always interpreted it as one sign, you know.
But I'm just saying, is it, we either should address both the ground and allow certain square footage on the wall, or you're just doing ground, but we need to say ground.
Not attached to a building.
Not attached to a
freestanding
building.
Freestanding sign.
Yeah.
So we need to address it that way, because then the question won't come up.
Okay.
But how would you word that, I guess? Because then it still sounds like that's all you get, the one freestanding
sign
on the ground.
We just say ground, or you just say sign, but it should say on-premise.
Freestanding.
That doesn't even have to say that. On-premise.
Council, the vice chair and I.
We can put the wording in.
Determined that's why you get the big bucks.
Well, the way we always worded it always struck me that that's what you get. You don't get your wall sign. You get one sign.
That's what I am, too. And
yeah,
I'm not disagreeing.
Wording for it.
But I got the question. These people wanted to put a wall sign on their building, And they, I said, they're limited on their ground sign. We don't want to be giving them both if it's the intent, we'll just give them one.
Well, let me ask this question of the commission, just so I know with my big bucks that I'm getting paid here. That I've got the right intention. I mean, is the commission thinking that it should be like on a typical conditional use, just whether it's on a wall or on a post?
That's what I said.
Just one sign, or are you thinking that there should be?
I'm thinking you can have either. You give them 32 square feet or 64 square feet on two sides or however you want to do it, but it doesn't matter where they put it. They want to put half of it on the building and half of it on the ground.
Okay.
That's my thought. Just that way they can.
If you start lighting up houses, though, I don't know that.
Well, that's why I'm saying. That's why I think you have to restrict it one way or the other, or you can just say you don't have any wall-mounted signs, because that's the point. Most of these conditional uses are in residential areas and so on. I actually think the 32 square feet is too big for a ground sign anyway in that setting. You know, most of those types of uses can probably get by with a sign half that size, a 4x4 yeah. instead of a 4x8, but
I wouldn't like, if I lived in the neighborhood, I wouldn't want to see Ed's lawnmower repair blasted on the roof.
Well, and it would have to, you could have a stipulation that it would be unlighted on unlighted. The building. The building sign would have to be unlit.
There's been unlighted. A few that have lighted because of some nighttime activities, where majority of them are daytime activities, like offices, that type of
thing. Yeah, and that's agreed, and the conditional use is something special, and it really should not duplicate a C1 or a B1 or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I guess the moral of that story is, you know, get clarification on sort of what's appropriate when the public hearing comes up, and, you know, and if when we're doing motions, just think about, you know, if it's in sort of a more business area, maybe appropriate for two signs, you know, and if not, we just need to make it clear that it's just, you know.
And not that we would act just to accommodate the applicant, but it doesn't hurt to ask the applicant what they have in mind.
Yeah.
So
a lot of them don't know.
They haven't even thought about a sign.
Yeah. A lot of them know the protocol and they ask for a 4x8.
Yeah.
Well, reason though that we asked the question, and it's good to get that on the record, because if it's not in that ordinance as a condition, they can go up to, like Lawrence said, five times that size.
Yeah, it's got to be something in there.
200
yeah.
on the ground and 150.
Yeah.
CU, or even a board of adjustment case for a batch plant or something, they can put that up.
Well,
wow.
So that's why it's important.
We do have occasional CUs that are, you know, in shopping plazas too. I mean, it's
oh, sure.
It's going to vary.
One shoe size fits
all. Yeah.
That's right. You have to make it based on the application.
Sure. I think, you know, actually we can address that in the ordinance as we do the conditional use.
No, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, I just said
that it's based on the ground sign. That's the sign that they were.
We can just change when we do our CUs. We'll just make it clear.
Yeah,
so that, you know, and then there's no need to make an ordinance change, but all we have to do is clean up our.
Well, that's what he's saying, the conditional use ordinance itself.
Not the code. Yeah.
What we have to do is in the public hearing process and in the process of doing a motion, we just have to be very clear on what we're going to permit.
Because I still think, I mean, I would say that.
Vary from application to application, like you said.
Yeah.
But if the question gets asked, I think from my experience on working with the commission that it's, you get one ground sign.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think, that's been the intention.
Yeah.
But I'm sure some have gotten permits for on the wall because it doesn't say, and you're saying two-sided, it's a ground sign. You know it's two-sided ground sign, it's not a wall sign. And that question's come up for over the last few years with council. Why are you stipulating what size sign they have? Well, most of them agree they want some stipulation.
Well, yeah, once they understand what will happen if you
especially
don't have
especially when they increase the size of the sign that's permitted.
Right.
As permitted uses.
Yeah.
Because they got larger. The other question, I've said this to you before, the council still asks. This is no directive from council. They still ask about why you put the hours on, because sometimes they take them off. And I understand why you put the hours on, because it was proper. You asked a question, they answered it, and that's really their intent, so why not?
It speaks to the same issue. It's a conditional use typically occurring in an area that if we were going to let people behave in a as they would in a B1 or a C1, then make it a B1 or a C1, you know. But if it's a conditional use, each one has to be considered separately, and it gives the neighbors some degree of predictability about the activity that's going to happen there, you know. So I mean,
recently the neighbors have asked. I mean, the people testifying opposed or some even in support have said, hey, we don't have a problem, but we don't want them starting their buses at 4
Right, we don't want to hear it at 4 o'clock.
So then we've, you know, then we've tried to, you know, make sure that, and then the applicant agrees that, hey, I don't want to start my bus at 4 in the morning. And so we make sure we memorialize that testimony. And, most recently, I think, since this discussion's come up, I believe we've kind of been doing it on the fly. As it's become an issue, we stipulate it in the ordinance. If it's not an issue, we've kind of let it slide by to some degree.
Well, we've stuck with the hours pretty well and the signage pretty well. That's two of the issues that we seem to stick to on almost every application.
Right, but we don't have any standard. We do whatever we think.
It's just based on what you hear.
Well,
like I said, they profit either based on a question or they knew the protocol and they were going to say they're only going to put 4 bait.
Right.
I'm impressed. The council can tell time. We're happy. You know, this is a good time. Right?
What we have gotten away from at council's directive is the number of employees, unless the applicant says,
"Yeah, that's true.
I'm only doing one employee," like the one we had today.
But that was a good one there because they live on the premise and they only want one more employee on the premise.
That's right.
So they made it
clear that was
sometimes we have to think about parking too on the spot. So I don't think it's any one size fits all. If someone says I need 3 employees, then we got to accommodate on the site plan parking space for those employees if they're there.
That's all I had.
Anything else to go to the order?
Lauren, what about the third?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Night.
Being the third doesn't have any public hearings, that would have been advertised already. Would you consider meeting at 3 like we used to on Wednesdays? Or you stick to the 6 o'clock?
Just hang right on.
Public hearings, baby. It's rock.
The agenda's not made up yet, so that's why we asked.
And I'll email out all the proposed ordinances.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a problem with that?
I'm good. It'll be on the agenda. It'll be also, we have to send you a reminder because that's changed for several months now. We haven't had a 3 o'clock.
I know. But that's great. I think it's a great idea. Great idea.
3 o'clock's good.
Yep.
And everybody's going to be here as far as we know?
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's all we have.
Okay. Anything else to go to the order? All right. There being none.